Shalom. As we approach the end of another year, it is appropriate that we reflect on all that has transpired in 2025.
In his letter to the church at Corinth, Paul encouraged the new Christians there to consider your calling, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble.
He went on to say that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised. God has chosen the things that are not, so that he might nullify the things that are.
Time and time again, the Lord God instructed his people to reflect on where they'd come from and how he had called and blessed them in order to have a right perspective on where they were going.
So today, we will reflect on the call of God on this ministry, as well as each of us individually. We'll recount the blessings that have been poured out on Lamb and Lion Ministries to include many of you who are faithful supporters of our mission. And in doing so, we'll gain important perspective on where we are and where we are going. Well, Nathan, it's been quite a run now. Just over 45 years, Lamb and Lion Ministries has been proclaiming the soon return of Jesus Christ. Long before you or I were a part, Dr. David Reagan had a call upon his heart by the Lord God to proclaim the soon return of Jesus Christ. And for so many years, he was faithful to that call and indeed reached thousands upon thousands around this country and around the world.
To think that in 1967, when Israel finally got control of Jerusalem, that moved Dr. Reagan, that had an impact on him, and it made him really dive into Bible prophecy. Now, it took another 13 years before he founded the ministry on April Fool's Day of 1980. Right. He always said he's a fool for Jesus Christ, and you and I think we're the same. We're fools for Jesus Christ because we have that passion knowing that Jesus Christ is coming soon. The signs of the times point to it. And so this ministry has always been very passionate about that.
It certainly has. You know, I always ask people when I go to churches, especially back even when I started with Lamb and Lion several years ago, I'd ask how many of you perhaps were present in 1967 in a church? And several people would raise their hand. And I'll ask, do you remember the excitement that was manifest in your church when the Jewish people of Israel reclaimed the ancient capital of Jerusalem? And they kind of look around and think, well, I don't remember that being a thing. And I make the point, you're right, most churches didn't even understand. But Dr. Reagan did. And so beginning in 1948, obviously down through the years, 1967, you can see these dramatic events when God was fulfilling Bible prophecy. And that's exactly what sparked a passion in Dr. Reagan's heart. And I would dare say that that's exactly why you and I are following in his footsteps today.
We think you can go back 2,600 years to Ezekiel 36 and 37, where the Lord prophesied Israel would be a dead nation that would become alive again. And that generation, that genea, that time period that saw Israel become a nation again would be that nation that sees his return. Now, Tim, you probably get it all the time, too. Lamb and Lion Ministries is 45 years. Are you guys off on the soon return? Well, no, because, again, that prophecy says when Jesus brings back the nation of Israel, and it's in the land again, and it's a people group, and it's a mighty nation, and they brought a desert to bloom, that is the generation that will see the Lord's return.
Exactly. Well, just recently we had a Bible study is what we call them, but we talked about Israel and it's important, and even the wars of Israel, and we hearkened to Ezekiel 36 where it talks about the house of Israel being regathered. But Nathan, looking back on the 45 years that we've been in existence, obviously this message that Jesus is coming soon, we've never set a date. Dr. Reagan didn't set a date.
No.
We refused to set a date, but we've been very focused on that singular calling. So we are very gospel oriented. We want to share the gospel of how you can become a follower of Jesus Christ and enter into the kingdom of God, but we've done that through a variety of mechanisms. Early on, Dr. Reagan made personal appearances. He had a newsletter. It was a mimeographed sheet at one point, and it grew into what is now our Lamplighter magazine. Eventually, he expanded into videos. At first, I think they were 8-track tapes and then cassettes and finally videos and then DVDs, but over time, he was called to launch a radio ministry. That became what is now our TV ministry, and yet we've gone back into radio and all those different mechanisms following the technology that has evolved, we have utilized to share this message that Jesus is coming soon. And again, trying to fulfill our mission and calling, which has not changed all over those years.
Yeah, about the mid-2000s, I had come across a DVD called Revelation Revealed by Dr. David Reagan, and I was so floored by what he taught in it that I had it brought to our Bible study, and we watched it too. So before I ever knew about Lamb and Lion Ministries and Dave Reagan, I just picked up a DVD, and I've heard people connect to him through the magazines, through, like you said, cassette books were very popular in the time, VHS tapes. I remember yeah. when we used to have those in inventory. Dr. Reagan has always had a passion for reaching people with media, and you and I agree that we live in a time period where God has given us so many communication tools to reach the world for Christ. We believe it's a sign of the end times yes. that the Lord is giving us to reach as many people as we can, as quickly as we can, with the message of the soon return of Jesus Christ.
Amen. You know, I can remember back in 1993, really is the first time that my heart came alive with this message. Dave Reagan came to Northern Indiana, a church that was located out in the cornfields of Indiana. As a matter of fact, Amy and I would drive almost 45 minutes just to get to church. The church was bigger than the town it was in because they had people stream in from all over, and they announced that this guy was going to come and talk about Bible prophecy. And I really had no interest because I didn't know anything about it. And I thought, well, we're obviously going to go on Sunday morning and Sunday evening, but I don't know that we'll go all those other evenings to hear continuing messages. Well, brother, let me tell you, when I heard the message of Bible prophecy that he shared Sunday morning and Sunday evening, I was so thrilled. My heart was just inflamed, and I went back every night and have been following Lamb and Lion Ministries ever since, and truly had a passion sparked in me for the prophetic word, something I had not ever been exposed to. I mean, if someone touched on Bible prophecy, it was just peripherally in all the sermons I'd heard throughout my growing up years. So there, as a young man, I finally heard the message that Jesus is coming soon, and God has revealed so much in His Word that He expects us to read and to begin to understand, and so my passion was sparked. How about you? How did you come to Bible prophecy or even to a relationship with Lamb and Lion Ministries?
Well, I was living in Knoxville, Tennessee at the time, and I went to Cedar Springs Church, and our pastor had I was 13, and he had a Revelation teaching series. And so I was the only kid in the audience, but I went with my parents, and he just brought Revelation alive to me. It was just absolutely amazing. And I remember afterwards asking him all these questions, and he says, you know, you ought to become a preacher one day. But I've always been to churches that are passionate for the Lord, passionate for His soon return, Calvary chapels back in my young adult years, and Baptist churches, any church that was passionate about the Lord's return. So when I hear about churches that never preach Bible prophecy, I'm always surprised, because I've always been fortunate. I think the Lord has provided one. And so as far back as I remember, another way too, Tim, is the Al Hartley comic books that he used to make adaptations of, like the cross and the switchblade and right. His steps and all that. And my father, part of his inventory, he'd sell books and Bibles. He had those. And so I had a stack of them like this. And so I just eat them up all the time. And there was one particular called A New World Coming. It was about...
Remember that one?
Yes. It was about Hal Lindsey's book. And so I've had Bible prophecy my entire life and just, I think, been passionate about. But Dr. Reagan really was able, when I finally met him, he finally came to the church where I was web architect at, and he preached, and we had a 9,100-seat auditorium. He filled it up.
Right.
And people were just excited about the Lord's return. They're hungry for it.
I think they still are. And as we've shared our testimony of how we became exposed to Bible prophecy or even to Lamb and Lion Ministries, I'm sure each and every one of you can consider how you became exposed to God's prophetic word or impassioned about the Lord's soon return and even connected with Lamb and Lion Ministries. And as I say that, I have to tell you that the secret to our success is first and foremost the graciousness of God. He has called us to proclaim Jesus' soon return. We have stayed on point. Sometimes we get asked, well, would you consider other factions of ministry and outreach? And we do have support for other ministries, but our singular focus is proclaiming Jesus' soon return. So as you have provided the wherewithal, because God's Holy Spirit has led many of you to support Lamb and Lion Ministries, we've been able to stay focused on that mission. You know, it is Prophecy Partners that have been the financial resource that has provided the wherewithal for us to do that. Nathan, years ago, I remember when Dr. Reagan came to Kentucky, and I said, you should have a gathering of Prophecy Partners, and that morphed into what has become our annual conference. But we really could not do what we do, obviously without the Lord God, but without this cadre of people who partner with us.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I owe one of those partners the fact that I'm here. because Dr. Reagan had come to speak at our church, and one of his friends, Larry Nichter, was in a Bible study with me. He was a prophecy partner. And he says, hey, you know, Dr. Reagan is looking to turn his website into a web ministry. And he connected us. And so I am here. Larry always asks where his finder's fee was. But it was the partners who connect us with so many new people, and they connect with others. And so a lot of times, folks, we get guests that come on our show because you have recommended it to us that we've added to our circles. They have the same passion for the Lord's soon return. So we depend on our prophecy partners. We couldn't do this without our prophecy partners.
We certainly couldn't. And not only do they provide the wherewithal, they obviously provide invitations. So Nathan and I are on the road throughout the year, going to churches, going to conferences, sometimes going even to smaller settings. We've been to private homes to meet with believers who want to hear about the Lord's soon return. And so it is those prophecy partners and other supporters who really help lift us to be able to do what we're called to do and partner to co-labor with us even as we are all excited about the Lord's soon return. Well, Nathan, as we look back even over this last year, you know, at the end of a calendar year, I think it is important to reflect. A year ago, we were still amazed that the war in Gaza was ongoing, that there were still hostages being held. As we speak today, the living hostages have been released. We obviously hope that the deceased hostage remains will be released soon. But who would have dreamed all that would conspire and happen throughout 2025 with the war that sparked off in Iran? This has been a very prophetically significant year.
We've seen the fulfillment of Zechariah where the world is turned against Israel. Israel might be winning the war against Hamas and Hezbollah, but they lost the PR war with the rest of the world. When Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, went up to speak at the UN, the room emptied out. The world is against, and you know, if President Trump, God bless him, if he's replaced by another president afterwards, who knows? So that's another prophetic thing is this year, is that the fact that the Lord has answered believers' prayers in giving us a president who is passionate about Israel so that the Lord's blessing will hopefully stay on this country, because all the other nations have turned against them. They want a two-state solution, which is no solution at all. So praise the Lord. This has been quite a year that's seen an acceleration of prophetic events.
It certainly has. And even within our own country, I think people for many years have been praying for a revival, praying for an inflection point. I think we saw that this year. Not only the dramatic political divide between left and right that seems to be growing more pitched every day, but even the outrage among some and the outrageous behavior among others at the murder of a Christian advocate, Charlie Kirk. We had a lot to say about that. You can go back and watch many of the videos and other podcasts that we put out, some of the articles. But Nathan, it became an inflection point where we seem to be at a crossroads spiritually as a nation. I think there's been positive signs, using a spiritual sign of the times, with a lot of young people testifying to their bold faith in Christ. But we've also seen many who shake their fist at God and just want to renounce our Judeo-Christian roots.
I'm very encouraged because, you know, you and I have young adults as kids, to see Generation Z just become passionate about the Lord, or at least conservative values. It's a huge shift from the leftism that has been dominating the world. Now, we're seeing, of course, you know, forcing digital IDs and restricted speech in the West. We're seeing the Islamization of the West in many places. So the threats are still there. But in the end, it's finally nice, Tim, to have a year, I think 2025, of all the last 10 years, has been a year of encouragement for Christians. Now, we know it's a temporary reprieve because eventually all the nations have to be against Israel. But I think, like you said, the flip coin, or the other side of the coin, is the response against Israel and against Christianity in the United States violently shows what the people will be like during the tribulation. When any truth is left, they will try to destroy. And so we're getting a taste of what that world will be like during the tribulation.
You know, think back 1 year ago, as we were recording in 2024, and we had the Biden administration, which was in its last gasp, if you would, of days.
Literally.
But they had become, literally, they had been a frenemy of Israel, claiming to be friends, but more often than not, working against the good of Israel and its people. We had the Biden administration advocating for a two-state solution, even though they could not really enunciate why or who in the world would stand up to be that other state in Palestine. And so you've seen a shift dramatically even here in the United States. We've seen a shift around the world as other countries, though, as you said, have come against Israel dramatically. Well, Let's come back to Lamb and Lion's role in speaking into this moment. We try to do that ongoingly. We don't comment week by week necessarily, because we think sometimes those who try to comment in the immediacy of the moment, they make statements that, dare I say, perhaps need to be given a little time to percolate and to gain some perspective.
Newspaper eisegesis, it's called.
Newspaper eisegesis, yes. Read from the headlines this morning. There is value to speaking to current events, but sometimes in the immediacy, all you get is babble that needs to be retracted over time. As a ministry, though, we've been intentional about speaking to these trends and to the trajectories. And so even this last year, we were excited to launch a new Christ in Prophecy mini-series on Revelation, a new Inquiring Mind series. You think back to this last year, we've had, you know, a new show virtually every week with many, many guests who have joined us. I think back to Jan Markell, who's now kind of passed the baton at Olive Tree Ministries. I think of Jonathan Kahn, our good friend Terry James, Gary Varvel.
That was great.
Gifted editorial cartoonist, Paul Wilkinson, Erez Bar-David, my friend from Israel, Wendy Howard and Vivian Summey, Michael Youssef, Brian Sanders, Kurt Jefferson, James Hug. Nathan, we've had a number of guests who have helped to expand the dialogue into things that are pertinent, not just in the moment, but really in a timeless manner.
Because one of the things, folks, that our ministry really believes is that Jesus taught in Luke 21, Matthew 24, and other places, that he gave us signs of the times that would point to his imminent return. And he said they'd increase in frequency and intensity, like birth pains, before the Lord came. So part of this ministry isn't just proclaiming the soon return of Jesus. It's also teaching the signs that the Lord has given us, because the signs are plentiful, so much so that we're now saying that the word convergence is a sign, because all these signs are converging together. So it was so good to bring in some of these experts to come in and help teach about those signs. And I know that we had all great guests, but my particular, I just love Gary Varvel. I've been reading his editorial cartoons for years, and his passion for sharing the gospel. He's reached out to Donald Trump. He's reached out to Scott Adams and others, and he was a real blessing.
He is a real blessing, and most of these folks have their own ministry, their own websites. We have always encouraged people to go to the websites of our guests so they can follow their ministries. They can get, for instance, with Gary Varvel, a daily cartoon and some of his commentary. It blesses me every day when I go and read his ongoing commentaries. Well, we have also had a whole host of folks who have partnered with us to write within our Lamplighter magazine. So many of you know that every other month we produce a Lamplighter magazine that has timely topics. So whether it's talking about the convergence, whether it's talking about the things which are the church age, or even the passion of Christ in prophecy, we get gifted writers who join with us to share a perspective. And so Nathan, obviously our Lamplighter magazine has grown over the years. We both write regularly, and it has been quite a blessing. We have a gifted team of creative designers who have beautified it beyond anything I could have imagined. And I think it's become a great blessing to many.
When you think it started off as just like a two-page, like you said, mimeographed newsletter to a full-blown magazine that has 100,000 subscribers to it, both electronically and print, it's been a real major outreach for this ministry. And I love how partners and trustees will take copies of it and go on cruise ships or whatnot and leave them all over doctor's offices and leave them all over the place. It's a good outreach tool.
So if you're not already getting the Lamplighter magazine, just follow the information below this screen and you can call and either sign up for the electronic version, which is absolutely free, or if you're old school like me and you want the print version, I like to be able to feel it and touch it and open the page and make notes or at least highlight. We'd be glad to sign you up as a subscriber. And Nathan, I will tell you this, every year toward the end of the year, we have a number of folks who call and say, I want to send 10 subscriptions to friends, family members to bless them. They can continue it if they want, but that's going to be my outreach and gift. So if you'd like to do that, we'd welcome you to do so as well. The other thing that we really branched out with this last year, Nathan, was going back into radio, something we had started the previous year, but now we're on nearly 1,000 stations with Christ in Prophecy Radio as a weekly program and even a daily one-minute feature.
To think that most people followed us either by cassette or VHS for a while, or if we'd show up at a church and preach at a conference, all a blessing, then to go into television. But radio has been just, folks, our minds are blown, because we started off and they've originally told us, you know, maybe 100 stations, 200 stations. we were 850 stations after the first year, and Tim and I are now in our second year of teaching on radio. We've had some Bible Broadcasting Network, AFR, all these other great networks who their passion is to help ministries proclaim the message of the Lord's soon return. And Tim, it's just been a great blessing this year too to be on so many, invited onto so many different radio programs and things. One of the accomplishments I thought this year that was a blessing was I finished the book, The Coming Millennial Kingdom. And so I got to be interviewed on Janet Parshall and others. So we're sharing with other ministries the opportunity to share in God's message of his soon return, and likewise with their audiences. So again, the message is growing and proliferating around the world.
Proliferating around the world. You know, as we speak, we do so through these media, whether it's radio, television, our magazine and other publications, but we also come and speak live. And so if you would like to bring us to your church or to your hometown, all we need is a place to stay and a place to speak. And we'll get up with any group and present the Lord's soon return from the perspective of Bible prophecy, talking into the signs of the times that are multiplying all around us. And so, Nathan, as we do that, we obviously have spoken to the Christian influence in our culture and trying to call for revival. We don't actually believe that there's going to be widespread revival, but we believe the Spirit of God is always going to impact hearts that are called to be within the church. And so that is our goal, to be very gospel-oriented even as we go to local churches.
You know, one of the things that Jan Markell coined is remnant church. And we see that more and more, that wherever we go, folks are struggling to find churches that are passionate like we are about Bible prophecy, like you are. And so coming online with us at ChristInProphecy.org, or our social media, or watching us on TV or listening to radio, reading our magazines, people are feeling that they're part of a larger universal church, that remnant church, so that we can all fellowship and encourage each other if we're not getting those type of messages in our own personal home churches.
Amen. Well, this was a very impactful year. Again, all we have to do is say the name Charlie Kirk, and I think most of you realize that there was a dramatic inflection point, we hope a turning point in America, with those who understand the stakes involved, and it's a spiritual battle, will be more bold in their profession of faith, more bold in proclaiming the truth of the gospel, more bold in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, because so many are groping in darkness. But as we look forward to 2026, as we are on the cusp of a new year, we are eager to see what the Lord has in store for us. So personally, I look forward to a new grandbaby. I look forward to gatherings with families. But even more than that, I think perhaps this will be the year. Nathan, I've thought that every year for the last 25 years.
Every day is one day nearer to the return of Jesus Christ. You know, part of writing about the millennial kingdom is the fact that the Lord prophesied about it as if it already happened. And the fact that for the Lord, it's past history, yet it's future history for us, we could be 100% sure that he will return, that he is coming soon, and he's going to set up his kingdom on this earth. And that gives us hope in this day and age.
It certainly does. And we believe that we will continue to see an further increase in the signs of the times. They will increase in frequency and in magnitude, and indeed in convergence, as we discussed in our magazine from last July and August, because they have every year we've been tracking the signs of the times. They just seem to be accelerating. It's like we're going into overtime. We believe that's because Satan knows his time is short, and so he is raging. Obviously, the Hamas terrorists of this world are raging, the leftists are raging, because they do not want the kingdom of God to succeed. But we do, and we look forward to the Prince of Peace reigning in Jerusalem. We do have two new exciting episode series coming up. So very soon, we're going to launch into a series talking about an overview of the end times with an exciting new Bible prophecy chart. We are very eager to bring that to you in the weeks to come. What are some of the things you look forward to, Nathan?
Well, 2026, I'm continuing to look forward to the fact that we have more opportunities to proclaim the Lord's soon return. I mean, they continue to always surprise me. Churches and people online who want to hold online discussions that we have no connection with all of a sudden are hungry and are searching. So it's always exciting to see what the Lord brings up to us to share his word, and then to look back over the year and say, wow, God did that, and God did that, and God, praise God, it's always amazing.
I hope you take the time with your family to reflect on what God has done for you personally, for your family, even as you point forward to what he is continuing to do and what you anticipate. You know, in 2026, it goes without saying that if the Lord tarries, we will have new magazines, new publications, We will have new television programs, new radio programs. None of that is possible without the gifted and the dedicated team here at Lamb and Lion Ministries. All of our employees pull together and make it a team effort to co-labor, as I've already said, to produce all of this outreach material and to proclaim Jesus' soon return. If you call on the telephone, we have a team of people who are going to answer the phone and take your order or engage with you or find out what you would like us to pray for you, because we gather every morning to pray. We pray for prophecy partners. We pray for others who have given their prayer requests. And so I just want to recognize and appreciate our dedicated team. One of the things that that team has been working on is a new devotional based on some more musings I've shared over the years. And so here's a little bit of information about a new publication that's available just in time for 2026.
Lamb and Lion Ministries is excited to offer High Flight on Wings as Eagles, a brand new devotional and journal by Tim Moore, inspired by the powerful promise of Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. This uplifting resource combines biblical insight, personal reflection, and practical application, inviting you to soar spiritually as you walk daily with the Lord. Filled with a selection of Tim's personal stories and his weekly More Musings, High Flight will encourage anyone seeking to deepen their relationship with Christ as He lifts them to new heights on laughter-silvered wings. Order your copy today by calling the number on the screen or visiting us at lamblionresources.com. You'll be glad you did.
You know, it's good to pull aside from time to time to consider where we came from and how we got to the place we are.
Churches and entire nations would be wise to do the same, reflecting on Jesus' admonition to the church at Ephesus when he said, "Remember from where you have fallen and repent." How much better off would America be today if it truly remembered from where it has fallen?
The point of looking back is not to glorify the past or remain static in our walk with the Lord. It is to appreciate His providence in leading this far and to be motivated to continue following Him onward and ever upward. As a ministry, He has been gracious to bring together a committed team of individuals who serve eagerly together. So in closing, I want to express my appreciation to all of them for applying their individual gifts with great faithfulness. We hope to see you again next year in just another week for another episode of Christ in Prophecy. Happy New Year and Godspeed.